Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Man, I hope that made it on the air, right? You know, Rob said it's time to go, and so I start the thing. You know, we're live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then here he goes, oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
It sounded very actual, say. Because he was talking about Dario fast food place. Lindsay asked him at the last second, you know, oh, so good. Oh, I really hope that made it onto the radio.
Yeah.
It was sensual.
Yeah. And that's a Christian company like Chick-fil-A is.
Oh, is it?
But I think maybe even better. Better Christians, I think.
Give me an example of what they sell there. Because I'm picturing
their burgers are great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then again, I don't know how much publicity we want to give them. We gave them an opportunity to advertise with us, and they didn't want us. So.
Oh, rude.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Dario.
I don't know what's good for.
So.
Well, they're no longer in business, right? You said. So maybe.
No, I said I miss it because I haven't been eating dirty meals.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant they gone.
No, they're not. They're booming.
Oh, they're booming.
They're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But then again, they didn't want none of us, so be that as it may.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah. Once you flat out say you don't want us, then we got nothing for you.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
You said right in our dang face.
Nothing.
We don't want you.
Hey, Lindsay, when you got married, what was your wedding like? Was it on the beach or something, one of those type deals, or did you have a big church wedding?
It wasn't in the church. I know.
Well, then you ain't really married.
It was on the water in Key West.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
You
went to Key West, got tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, just lived it up like a daggone biker gang out there.
Yeah. It sounds like a biker gang.
We gonna get tattoos on our wedding day.
Baby, this is forever. This is forever, and I'm gonna brew it. I'm gonna go get the tattoo. You match me. If you feel it's gonna be forever too, then you'll get a tattoo. You'll step up here.
Come on.
Yeah.
Great memories in Key West.
Right in front of the daggone Ernest Hemingway painting.
Wasted away again, Margaritaville.
We'll get that old boy on the corner to roll us up a couple of cigars. We'll smoke them while we're getting tattooed. Oh, man.
Good. I didn't think about that.
What a life we have stepped into together.
Yep. It was something.
So the reason I ask is because they say that the number one trend for weddings in 2025 is hiring a wedding content creator. Now, this is somebody different than the photographer or videographer and all that. This is somebody who comes in and specifically makes videos and does pictures and all of that. That are going to shine on social media.
Yeah. Mm. I know a woman that does this. She said, in 24 hours, I'll have you 3 reels and 2 stories. So you can get them up, you know, in a timely way. But it's unbelievable. They do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Yeah, you could. You're good at making those reels.
Yeah. Let me do a side job of that.
But then you'd have to be around brides and weddings and stuff all the time. I couldn't deal with that.
Yeah, never.
Mm. That's why you didn't have no wedding like that. You parted it up. Woo! Yeah. Rack them pipes, girl.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a woman who is, she's a young woman, put it that way. I don't like calling women in their early, like 21, 20 or 21, women, because they're not full women yet. They're young women. Young women. Okay. There's nothing wrong with saying a young woman.
But the
feminists, I mean, they freak out if you say girl about an adult or someone who's borderline adult. You know, we worked for that feminist at that radio station one time, and she would correct me. I said, oh, yeah, that girl that used to work for us. And she said, you mean woman?
Oh, yeah, she
checked
you real quick.
Like, whatever.
Please call me a girl or a young woman. I beg you.
But anyway, so you know how I always say that it's ridiculous for a Maine to not be able to at least fix himself a meal in the house. A guy that can't cook anything is not good. You if you have sons, they at least need to learn how to cook a few basic things and not be helpless when it comes to feeding themselves if a woman's not around to cook it.
Yeah.
And same with women, because a lot of women can't cook now, but they brag about it.
Yeah, right.
You know, so this is a different take on it from this young woman, and some people may be offended by this. Maybe the people who were expecting to hear something there and then didn't hear it. Let's see. Yeah.
People who say that they can't cook are telling on themselves, because that just means you can't.
Okay, so since she is a young woman, she speaks lazily. Young women either speak like that, or so fast you can't understand them, or in that that sing song. So the reason people can't cook is because they're lazy, you know, whatever. So let's start that over and try to listen carefully.
People who say that they can't cook are telling on themselves, because that just means you can't read nor follow instructions, which probably were two assumptions I already had about you, but thank you for clarifying.
Now, Riggins, I know you say they talk like that because they're trying to fit it into a short amount of time on the social medias. That was 10 seconds. She didn't need to be rushed in that. She had plenty of time. She had 80 more seconds she could have gone with that. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, you just can't read and follow directions, which says a lot about what I already thought about you anyway.
Gotta get it in there. She makes a great point, though. I totally agree with her.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many recipes out there. You just read, but you got to know what the recipe means. Like, you got to know the terms of cooking in some instances. You know, you got to know how, if something says, you know, saute, you got to know what that means, true, and things like that, and how to adjust the fire and all that kind of thing. Lindsay, but borderline, it's reading directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Lindsay's enchiladas on Instagram yesterday.
Actually, it did look like enchiladas. It was pasta. It was, I can't think of the word. It was.
Terrible.
I'm so sorry.
Disgusting.
It was manicotti.
Okay. Thank God. Oh.
Yeah. They look like the same.
Yeah.
But it's got the same filling, you know, the ricotta and everything in the manicotti.
That was meatloaf.
Sorry. You mean those cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Wow, everybody loved my enchiladas, I guess.
Yeah.
Italian enchiladas.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So corpse flower is one of the top trending topics. 20,000 people today are in Sydney, Australia to watch the blooming of this corpse flower. It's a plant, and it hasn't bloomed in 15 years, and they say the scent smells like decaying flesh. That's why it's called a corpse flower.
Yeah.
20,000 people lined up to go see this thing bloom.
How do they know it's going to bloom?
I guess it's already opening, and it's sort of a process as it opens up, but it's not a particularly pretty flower. I don't even know why you'd want to see it. And it stinks.
Now, what if it doesn't open today? It just started to bloom, but do they know how long it takes once that happens? Do they know the timing of the process?
I think they know the window of when it's going to open and then, you know, fall off or die again. I don't know.
And people standing in line.
20,000 people.
That's
to
crazy.
Smell a dead body.
Yeah, basically. Oh. Look at a plant.
Do people like drop everything to make it there for this?
I think so.
Well, they don't have anything to do.
Is that
right? Australia. If they're not making wildlife TV shows, nobody really has a job. That's the whole industry. Whole economy is wildlife shows.
Yeah, I mean, that's all
I ever see coming out of there.
The Irwin family.
Yeah.
Come on. Diddy is suing a couple of people, saying that they're putting out defamation or speaking defamatory lies about him, specifically related to his quote unquote freak off parties and stuff like that. So I don't even know you could sue somebody from in jail. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, you can.
You got to meet with your lawyer and then you file the complaint or whatever.
Yeah, because I mean, you file other things, legal documents and all, when you're in jail. Like you file for dismissal of this and, you know, consideration on that.
But it can't look good when you're like, when you're in prison, you're like, they're lying about me. It's like, well, I don't know. Yeah.
You're in there for a reason.
I don't want y'all on a jury of mine ever. I mean, God forbid I speak up for Puffy for anything, because I think he's rotten to the core. Yeah. But, I mean, there are those things that, you know, even though you're in prison, you still have rights legally.
Yeah, true.
You
know? Yeah. And he hasn't been convicted of anything. He
hasn't been convicted of anything yet. So
yeah, I would sing like a bird. Even when you got in trouble for bringing that clip in through the airport, I would have been on the drive and be like, yeah, I saw him do it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you pretty much were standing there at the airport going, yeah, I told him.
Yeah. I raised my hand. I said, he has a gun.
Yeah, he was telling everybody else we were traveling with, because it was just a clip that had bullets in it. I didn't have a gun. I just forgot to take the extra magazine out of my bag. And everybody else said, what did they stop him for? And Regan's goes, he's got a gun. Like holding his finger up in the air. And,
in LaGuardia, in JFK.
Yeah, in LaGuardia.
Yeah, I love that. Didn't think that through.
Yeah.
We've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Regan's coming up. This is the TJ and Regan's podcast and radio show.
TJ, I think you'll like this. There is a new phrase that's being thrown around on social media a lot, and in a totally serious way, I heard a woman refer to another woman. She said, you know what I admire about her? She has shown so much bravery about her use of injectables.
Love that.
Yeah.
Bravery about your use of injectables, meaning that she's honest. Well, or facial fillers and lip fillers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that she's honest about it. Who cares? I guess people press other women, like, what are you doing to your face? You need to be honest about what you're doing to your face. First of all, it's none of your business. It's none of your business.
And is it necessary to have to be honest?
I don't think so.
Because people can tell.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But
your injectables.
Even if you can't, why is the onus on them to be like, here's what I've done to my face. I'm injecting Botox this many units and I'm doing lip filler. Who
cares? Yeah.
Mind your business.
Right. But they feel like a lot of women think that there should be no secrets between them.
That's what it sounds ever. Like.
No secrets at all. If you're doing something, I need to know about it. I'm your friend.
Why? Why can't they have secrets about that?
Like Jody has one friend, and then a bunch of her friends were over, and several of them have had boob jobs.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, I mean, I did it because after breastfeeding, mine were just terrible and this, that, and the other. And then another one would say, the reason I did it was, you know, whatever. Mine were two different sizes and it was just terrible. And then one of our other friends said, I did it because I wanted bigger boobs.
I love that.
I love that too.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have some sort of a
reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find, Lindsay, I know you're pretty open about what you do, Botox or whatever, but do you find pressure to admit what you're doing from other women?
No. I mean, I'm kind of an open book, so it doesn't bother me, but I don't know. When you first said this story, I thought you meant the bravery because it hurts, and it does.
Yeah, well, it turns out it does hurt for some people. There's a kid in the news, and I say kid because he just turned 18 years old. His name's Charlie Baker. He's from England. He is going viral because he had some lip filler done. He's 18 years old.
Oh.
Got that young skin, and it caused psoriasis, a case that his doctor says is the worst case of psoriasis he's ever seen.
What? God,
it's all over his face.
All over his face.
How do lip injections cause that?
I don't know. But
was he allergic to it or something?
Must have been. Must have been. But 18 years old, you got that great skin and you're shooting stuff.
That's sad.
I mean, your lips. I know. But they say it's preventative, right? Botox is preventative and lip fillers are preventative.
Lip injections are. I mean, those are just, you want bigger lips? Let's fill them up.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of followers. Said he wanted to be like all the other influencers that look, you know, wonderful and youthful and stuff like that. But you are youthful. You're 18 years old.
There's there's a screw loose up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he needs to get to a British therapist and a preacher.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, not in England. I'll tell you that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, this is a sweet story. Wildlife officials saved a moose that fell through the ice on a lake in upstate New York. It was 200 feet offshore. And since a moose is not a light animal, they couldn't just lift it out. So they used a chainsaw to carve a channel in the ice.
Oh.
And then they led the moose to swim to the shallow water. And then it climbed out on its own to safety.
That's cool.
Yeah, where they promptly shot it and butchered it.
Dinner.
I mean, they had to work harder for it than, yeah, you know, regular moose hunting, because they had to dig that channel and all that. But still, meat on the ice right there.
That's what it is.
Boom. No, they didn't do that. They should have, but they didn't.
Can you eat a moose?
Oh, yeah.
You can eat moose.
Yeah. You know, hey, those Alaskan people on those reality shows, they get a moose and it will... You know, get last the whole winter. It's like the same kind of amount of meat you'd get on probably an entire cow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some of them are huge.
You have like a moose steak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moose burgers.
Moose burgers.
Moose gravy.
Moose on the glass. Moose on ice.
Moose confit.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just say eating a deer or an elk.
Okay.
But I'm sure, I just imagine a deer tasting better, though. Because it's smaller and probably not as tough, and but then a cow is huge.
Yeah, right.
And then you get tender parts of the cow.
Sure. Wow.
But
it's cool rescue.
But again, they didn't. The wildlife officials didn't kill it.
Good. Okay, look good. Poor thing.
Because they could have done that while it was in the water. Maybe, I don't know. Sure. No, because they couldn't lift it up out of there.
Yeah, he would have just been down there.
Yeah.
But carving with chainsaws, carving out a channel is pretty clever thinking. I mean, that was just, you know.
You wouldn't have thought of
that. I would not have thought of that.
No, same.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either, because thank God I didn't grow up around places where the lakes would freeze like that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Have you ever wanted to go ice fishing, though? Sometimes they show it in the movies and on TV rigs where it looks like it would be peaceful and a little, you know, kind of fun.
In a cool little cabin with the ice hole in the floor. Yeah. I think, yeah, that would be super sick.
Yeah, so, I mean, they put heaters in them now, too. Yeah. But I don't know if I'd trust that. I don't want anything heating up that ice. It might give way, you know.
But isn't it, like, you know, feet thick or something?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. You'd be all right.
Mm-hmm. That's a big ice hole.
That's a huge ice.
What?
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I am so excited about this. Finally, they've come out with a new convenient product for people with a sophisticated palate.
Okay.
Such as I.
You do.
You know?
Yeah.
So imagine going into a nice restaurant, Riggins. They bring out your entree, and in your pocket, you can pull out a single serve packet of liquid Velveeta and pour all over that filet mignon.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they're making these now called Vel to go single serve packets at Walmart for $5.91. And that includes three cartons with four packets in each one. So it says it's for a limited time, though. So I guess it's the same type of Velveeta that's in the shells and cheese.
Sure.
That you squeeze out of that foil packet.
Yeah.
But, Could you imagine being at a nice steak restaurant just pulling that out? I brought my own condiment. Thank you.
Or anywhere, really.
Yeah.
What are you ever eating that you think, you know what? This could use some Velveeta on it. I've never been, and I don't mind Velveeta. I like shells and cheese and whatever, but I've never been eating anything, whether it's fancy or from a burger place, that I thought Velveeta would enhance this so much. I wish I had some Velveeta, liquid Velveeta.
On my person.
Yeah.
I've got melted cheese on my person at all times. Just check my pockets. I mean, how fat? I mean, you talk about big back behavior. Carrying around liquid cheese in your pocket is next level fat.
Or my wife's label of it. That's some 1,000-pound sister S right there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's an ongoing battle in my house, Velveeta or Kraft mac and cheese. I'd rather have the powder cheese myself.
Oh, no.
That's yeah. Stupid. A lot of people like it that way.
Yeah.
My little friend Jenny is just a mac and cheese freak, and she would rather have that old-fashioned Kraft mac and cheese with the powder than any of them.
Yeah.
Me too.
It is good. Dumb.
So I might just start carrying the powder around.
Yeah, do that. You know, especially, you know, that's the same stuff that they put on popcorn. That cheese powder on popcorn is about the same as the Kraft stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can mix it into a water, Lindsay. That'd be delicious.
Oh. Mm.
But the Velveeta, I mean, it sounds like a good deal.
You get 12 packs for $5.
Yeah, so it's
$6.
Yeah, $6, so that'd be about 50 cents a pack.
Yeah, and for the humor alone, on a first date, to pull out a pack of Velveeta cheese, you're going to slay the room.
and lose the date.
Awesome. Maybe.
Very bad. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's this clip of Oprah all over the internet today, her talking about her opening up about doing... I don't know if she did Ozempic, but she did some sort of semaglutide, whatever they call that stuff, some sort of shot, medication to help her lose weight. And she's talking about how obesity is a disease. And she always thought that skinny people, it was all about willpower. And then when she started taking the semaglutide, whatever it is, she realized that they're not even thinking about food. You know, they're not even thinking about eating that potato chip. Something, it changes the brain chemistry, I think is what she's implying. Mm. Which may be true. I don't know.
I saw the headline of that, and I thought, for some reason, I don't know why I thought this, because I guess I'm losing it. But I thought when it said that she has changed her mind about the assumption she always made of skinny people, I thought it was going to be her coming to the realization that, you know what, I've thought some bad things about skinny people before, and I was wrong.
Bad
but instead,
thoughts.
It was... No. They're not skinny because they're doing anything. They're skinny because their brain works that way. They have no control over staying skinny.
Well, yeah, that is.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's not saying I made a mistake and I misjudged them demonized them unjustly. She's saying that they don't even deserve credit for being skinny because it's built into them.
Well, that's one way to
look at it. That's what she's saying.
Well, yeah. She doesn't put it as plainly as that they don't deserve anything. Do you think that's what she's implying?
Oprah is a jealous shrew.
Wow. You think she's had for years all these negative thoughts about skinny people?
No, I'm saying the fact that she's coming out now and saying that skinny people don't do anything to be skinny. It's just given to them.
Yeah.
She's jealous.
She's jealous. Okay.
They don't work at it. They don't pay attention to what they eat. They don't exercise. They don't do any of these things.
Yeah.
It's just given to them. It's skinny privilege is what it is. Check your skinny privilege because jealous Oprah Shrew is at the door.
Jealous Oprah. You do not carry the light today. That's what she always says. You carry the light.
Right.
You carry the light.
She needs to shine that light at herself and in a mirror.
Oh, see, I didn't read it like that at all.
You know, you need to stop casting stones, Oprah. You're not perfect. You're not a goddess. Most people that are skinny because they work at it and they pay attention to it. It's not in their brain. And they're just, nobody's predisposed, not many people are predisposed to be skinnier than you.
You just got schooled. What's one thing we can all agree on? Next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So here's a controversial opinion. It's controversial, but I think brave. I think Amy Schumer is funny.
Yeah.
And it seems like the everyone in the country dislikes Amy Schumer now. It seems to be something everybody can agree on, except for me. I think she's funny. Sorry. I always thought she was funny.
I thought she had one funny moment. And then after that, I was like, and she became full of herself. And
she's funny. What do you think she did that was funny?
That one appearance on Ellen years ago. About being at the ball game and eating popcorn and being self-deprecating and all that.
Sure. Yeah. No, that was good.
It was very funny.
But what's something, you know, we live in such divisive times, Brother TJ. What's something we can all agree on? Something lighthearted. Like you say, you could eat pizza every day for the rest of your life. Pizza, I think, is the perfect food.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And even if you don't eat the same toppings on the pizza, everybody can usually agree that, you know, they'll eat pizza. They like it okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lindsay, would you agree with that?
Agreed, 100%.
See, we're bringing everybody mm-hmm. together. We're finding mm-hmm. things we can agree on, the entire world, at TJ Riggins Show. What's something the entire world can agree on? Jennifer says, heated blankets are the bomb. See, I disagree.
With the use of the term the bomb?
No. You can say the bomb. That sounds awful to me, a heated blanket on my lap.
Well, I have one on my bed in the winter.
Oh, do you?
And so I turn it on, and then when I go get in the bed, I turn it off. Mm-hmm. So that way the bed is warm when I get in it, and then it cools down pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say heated blankets are the bomb.
Yeah.
Or I mean, put it on my list of favorite things.
Yeah.
Valerie said, everyone loves a back scratch. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yes, yes. TJ saying no. Why are you saying no? I thought you loved it.
My back doesn't always itch.
What about a back tickle?
Yeah, I like that. I do like that. You know, just like you're not scratching it like it's got an itch, but you're tickling just to be, mm-hmm. you know, soothing. Mm-hmm.
TJ likes to be tickled. You heard it here first.
That kind of lightly tickled on my back.
Lightly yeah. tickled.
Not, I like to be... not poked in the ribs.
Hey, Lindsay, put that in Rob's Bumble bio. I like to be lightly tickled.
Oh, please don't. No,
see if he gets it.
Oh, God.
It's already done.
A few things about me. I like steak, and I like to be lightly tickled.
And Velveeta packets.
And that I have a graduate degree.
At TJ Riggins Show, what's something we can all agree on? Krispy Kreme donuts are the best.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that.
Across the world, it always mm-hmm. works. So those are fun. At TJ Riggins Show, something we can all agree on. Love it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.